For decades, A Christmas Carol has been amongst the most produced plays in the United States. Obviously, the popularity of the show meant significant revenues for the producing companies, which have disappeared along with live audience members. Talk about a humbug situation. Now, dependent on digital platforms, theater companies are streaming productions of the popular Christmas tale. Some have small fees, others offer the product free and ask for a donation. A few are expensive. All hope that A Christmas Carol will help their patrons feel connected to the organizations that kept a tradition alive. Besides being a timeless tale of redemption and showing how happiness is directly related to living a good life, there are practical reasons for the popularity of A Christmas Carol. One is expenses. Besides not having to pay a royalty to Charles Dickens, many adaptations have been created using a minimum of performers. Last week, a superb one-man production starring Jefferson Mays was released. Available at achristmascarollive.com, it is the gold standard of contemporary Christmas carols. Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs is doubling the cast. Local performers Patrick and Marion Quinn have made reading the tale to their grandchildren a Christmas tradition. After years of performing in private, they have decided to go public. Under the direction of Diane O'Neill, they will be streaming their version as a fundraiser for Saratoga's Homemade Theater. It's offered at 7 p.m. through December 31st. There is a small streaming fee. You can obtain the link by going to homemadetheater.org. Another local production being streamed is by Russell Sage College in Troy. It's a student cast effort with the unique contemporary twist of having Scrooge performed by a 20-year-old who happens to be a black actor. It's available at theater-sage.edu through January 6th. However, with the acceptance of viewing a theatrical production digitally, location is no longer a factor in choosing a production of A Christmas Carol. Regional theaters throughout the country are offering their own adaptations of the classic Charles Dickens story. Actually, you can see productions from around the globe. London's Old Vic Theatre taped a live show in an empty theatre earlier this year. Jack Thorne's adaptation of A Christmas Carol is available for streaming through December 24th. Adding to the excitement, Scrooge is played by Andrew Lincoln, who is best known for playing Rick Grimes on TV's Walking Dead. It's available at oldvictheatre.com. Another reason for A Christmas Carol being so popular is the material is open to various interpretations and can be set in many time periods. For instance, Trinity Rep in Providence, Rhode Island is streaming their high-tech version that includes a few contemporary updates. For instance, Tiny Tim is the only child of Bob Cratchit and his husband, Sam. It's available through January 10th at trinityrep.com. Streaming Musicals is offering an entirely different take on the traditional story. The title, Estella Scrooge, A Christmas Carol with a Twist, tells it all. Actually, it appears to offer a wink and a nod to Dickens' Great Expectations as well. With a cast of 24, the gender-bending tale is told as a musical. It's about Estella, a Wall Street meanie who loves to evict people. She personally goes out at Christmas Eve to throw someone out of their home. That person turns out to be her childhood sweetheart, Pip. It's available at universe.com or ticketmaster.com. For a musical version of the old story told in a traditional way, go to wqed.com. There you will see a musical Christmas Carol presented by the professional theater company, Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera. This is a 2018 archive show that stars Richard Thomas as Scrooge. Another interesting option is Two Scrooges, A Christmas Carol, Two Ways. It's offered at writerstheater.org through January 3rd. One of the two 60-minute presentations is a one-man show acted by Michael Halberstam. The other is a shadow puppet presentation by the troupe Manual Cinema. Theaters are not only streaming fully mounted productions. Many organizations like the Goodman Theater in Chicago, the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and ACT in Seattle, amongst others, are streaming radio versions of the story. We might be giving up a lot this holiday season, but there's no reason not to enjoy A Christmas Carol. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.